The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
It's Cannon. Welcome to Open House Party in OHP Uncut. Do you like my cheesy Northern Lights background? My green screen is broken, and my apartment is not something that I'm super proud of, so I'm not going to show that. Someone that is super proud of their condo is Flo Rida, who we're talking to today from his home in Miami, which he's going to show off, show us some of his art, show off some of his shoes, and wait till you see the view from that man's balcony. It will blow your mind. Flo Rida, a lot of hard work and a lot of positivity has paid off. We're going to go through some of his anthems, find out what memories those huge songs bring back, like Low, Good Feeling, Wild Ones. There's been so many. You know, music brings back memories. It's interesting to find out what memories they bring back to the artists who actually did the songs. So we're going to have fun with Flo today. His new song, What a Night, is out now. We'll talk about that as well. And I just want to thank you so much for watching. Go ahead and subscribe to the channel. If you do that, you'll automatically be entered to win a virtual meet and greet with your favorite artists. We choose them randomly from the new followers, our subscribers. And you can see some of those actually in the videos below. If you want to check those out, click subscribe. We appreciate you. It's Cannon with a K and Flo Rida. Let's go.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.
Look at you.
Oh, what a night.
Oh, what a night. Flo Rida, how you been, man?
Oh, man, I've been blessed to yourself.
I've been blessed as well. Thank you for your time. We really appreciate you, man. I love this lyric. Almost had me down, came back to life. Is that how that how it feels right now?
Yes, yes. After the Florida Panthers win, yeah.
Well, what a cool song to come back with, man, and everyone's loving it. Thank you. Thank you for the music, sir. Where have you been for a little while? What have you been doing with your time?
Oh, my God. I've been traveling like I never traveled in my life. You know, since the start of my career, you know, it catapulted me like all over the world. And right now, you know, I guess everyone's just definitely is excited about, you know, music and, you know, just concerts and stuff like that. And I've just been traveling, sometimes doing 2-3 shows a day. You know, right now I'm back home. I was in Hawaii most recently, the Bahamas most recently, and here in Miami, you know, definitely excited, you know, to perform for the Florida Panthers last night. And now we headed to the Miami Heat game today, you know, so, I mean, it's been amazing.
I bet it has, man. I've had you at shows before. We booked you at shows at radio stations. I've been at all over the country, man. And there's nothing like a Flo Rida show. You bring it each and every time in a very serious way, man. So I can't wait for you to get back my way here in Atlanta and maybe get you on a proper tour sometime. I would love to see you again, man.
Man, let me tell you, man, I always had like the most phenomenal time with you, my brother. In Atlanta, yeah. Man. I definitely love the ATL.
Made some memories.
What? Man, let me tell you. What's up with the watches and everything?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Hey, tell me about this lyric as well. Came up from the bottom. You have no idea. People that don't know about you would never know what you've been through. You're such a positive person. I mean, you exude positivity and good vibes, man. How have you used, you know, the struggles you were, you know, you went through early in life to kind of fuel you? And where does the positivity come from?
I mean, you know, I thank God for, you know, because the fact that, you know, I get a chance to, you know, enjoy a really lavish lifestyle regardless. You know, it started from somewhere. It started from creativity. It started from, you know, having a dream. And when I say, you know, came up from the bottom, you have no idea. You know, it's the fact that, you know, the environment that I grew up in, you know, most people don't really make it out. But the fact that I have a loving mother, loving father, loving people in my neighborhood, whether if they did something right or wrong, they always invested their time in telling me something positive. And I, you know, I was definitely inspired by that. And it just made me focus, and it made my dreams even and my visions even clearer. So, I mean, definitely, man, you know, there was a lot of hard work. But, you know, most people, they run away from the process. The process of success is definitely, you know, no pain, no gain. And, you know, I was fortunate to understand that, you know, so I definitely, you know, take my hats off to those who, you know, inspire me to dream big and, you know, focus on the most positive things versus what was actually going on in my neighborhood.
What was going on in your neighborhood?
Whoa. A lot of, you know, drug dealing, you know, some killings and different things like that. But, you know, the fortunately, those who had respect for you made sure that you didn't get involved in those type of things.
And I bet you felt some pressure to protect your sisters as well. You had seven sisters,
seven
right?
Seven sisters who protected me. You know, I'm the youngest of eight kids. So, you know, they definitely protected their brother. And I thought I was the big brother as well, just being the only boy.
Can we do something fun real quick, man? Can we take a trip down memory lane? Every song brings back memories for people, but it's interesting to find out what the songs bring back for the artists that created them. So I'm just going to list some songs, and I want you to tell me the first memory or emotion that comes to mind when you hear that song. And obviously we'll start with Low, one of the biggest songs of the past several decades. What was it, 2007 when that came out?
Yes, man.
Still on the radio, every other song.
Yeah, talking about the record Low. I mean, that was like the beginning of the MySpace days. And I recall this record being on the radio like every other second. And I used to be on MySpace and different people would be hitting me up. You know, that's the time when I gave out my cell phone number. You know, my cell phone number, I'm getting so many calls. You know, people would be telling me they're on the side of the road. They would stop their car when they hear the song and they're getting low. And that was a time when I went to like Japan for the first time. I went to Australia for the first time, China, all over the world, man. It was just a phenomenon.
How about Right Round?
Right Round, that's when I, you know, made the Guinness Book of World Records. You know, the most downloaded record in the most records in a week's time. And that record right there, you know, that was the first time I probably did like a record with nostalgia. And I was just so stoked for the fact that, you know, I was in the Guinness Book of World Records for that one.
You know how to pick samples, man. And we'll talk about that a little more in a second. What about My House? What kind of emotions and memories does My House bring back for you?
Oh, man, My House, I recall, you know, just being in the studio and we actually recorded in the house. And shout out to my brother, my A&R, Mike Caron, and Craig Kalman. I was in the booth. This was the one time I was in a booth, and no one would come in the booth and disrupt me while I'm recording. But Craig Kalman came in the booth and was just like, "What's up, Flo? This is going to be a hit." And he left out. And I was like, "Craig, he just came in the booth and disrupted me." But, you know, this record, I mean, I just knew it was going to be something different because the approach, the way I use my vocals, the fact that, you know, it was one of those records that I knew if I go to a Heat game, a baseball game, you know, football game, all of the players would like embrace this, like, yeah, this is my territory, my house, you know. So from the very beginning, I knew that this record would be something that was going to be huge and major.
You had another one, probably my favorite of all time, probably maybe even my top five songs of all time. Seriously, Wild Ones was just that.
I'm getting goosebumps
song.
Right now thinking about Wild Ones. You taking me back right now. I recall being in LA and we were just working on the hook, you know, trying to make sure that we use the right lyrics. And that's the first time I met Sia. Shout out to Sia, you know, who's on the record.
You pretty much broke Sia in the United States with that song.
Yes, man. And she was in the studio. As soon as I heard the lyrics, man, I fell down on the ground and I was like, "Thank you, Jesus. Another huge record." I was on the ground, you know, praising God, knowing that this record was going to be big, but it hadn't been complete. We worked on this hook for like a month or two, trying to make sure we get the proper lyrics, you know, but I did my vocals and everything as far as like the verses and stuff. I knocked that out. We was trying to make sure that the lyrics, you know, was something that was iconic, something that was most memorable. And, you know, to see the success of that was, you know, so amazing. Shout out to Sia.
It feels like, I mean, you start looking at all these songs, and there's so many more, Good Feeling, Whistle. We can go down the list on and on and on. It feels like you can't miss. It's like when you do something, it always hits. Why have you taken a little bit of a break? I mean, do you just need a breather sometimes? I know you've worked on some country stuff. We know you've had other projects going on. But it's like when you want to come back, and you immediately come back with this banger that you know is going to be a big hit, What a Night is going to be another anthem for you.
I mean, for myself, you know, just to speak for other artists, you know, when you have so many hit records, you know, you don't have, if you're in the studio, or I'm always in the studio, I have my own studio, I have my own compound, but I'm traveling the world so much off of the records that I've done. You know, I have so many records that, you know, just to put out another record, I'm not the guy who just wanted to flood myself with so many records and make people get, you know, overwhelmed with myself. And as you can see, you know, I sold over 100 million records, and most people, they probably put out 10 albums. I only put out like almost 5 albums, and done that thanks to all of the fans around the world. And myself, you know, I'm big on quality over quantity, and that's why.
Yeah, but you've got quality and quantity. Let's be real. What fuels you? Like, why you don't need the money? We all know that. What is it that fuels you? Why do you create the music, and how do you want it to make people feel?
I mean, I always want people to feel happy. I want people to feel excited. I want people to enjoy life, you know, and not take it for granted. But it's, you know, all of this fuels things from me growing up in a household with 7 sisters, 5 sisters that sing. My dad, he sings, he plays different instruments. So this is like second nature to myself, you know, as far as doing music. You know, it's something that I enjoy, that I love, regardless of, you know, it bringing in financial support.
Congratulations on it being the theme on Sunday Night Baseball, by the way. That's another huge
thing. Yeah, man. Definitely, man. Shout out to everybody, you know, Major League Baseball. You know, I hear it every day, all day. You know, so, I mean, it's definitely a blessing having my songs being, you know, movies and television commercials and, you know, different sports teams using my songs. It's just such a blessing, man, and I love it. And I love to see, like, my family members and different people calling me, your song is playing on this, that, you know, it's in this movie. You know, at one time I could keep up with it, but now I can't even keep up with it.
Is there, like, a full album in the works?
Yes, we're definitely working on the album. So everybody get ready for the album. It's definitely going to be, you know, for myself, I love doing things that's interesting, you know, something that, you know, is innovative and things that's very creative. So I've been excited about the songs that I've been doing in the studio. You know, I've dabbed a bit more inside the countryside of things. But yeah, man, I'm excited for what the fans are going to get.
Dude, I'm excited too. What can we expect on the album?
I mean, as far as like features, I have some definitely interesting features, and there's more to go. So even for myself, you know, I'm just reaching out, and people are reaching out for me doing collaborations and things like that. So, yeah.
We got any plans for the summertime? What are you going to be doing this summer?
Oh man, going to have some amazing nights. I know that.
Now it's I'm looking forward to the storm.
I'm looking forward to celebrating 2 championships. You know, Florida Panthers and Miami Heat. Let's go Heat.
Yes, sir.
Let's go, man, Panthers.
Enjoy your downtime. It's the calm before the storm. Shit's about to get crazy again. so I hope you're rested up and ready for it. You're at home right now. Is that your house?
I'm at my condo, yeah, right now.
Let me see. What you got? Some art on the wall back there? Who do you got?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's two paintings of myself that I got years ago. Someone did for me. Yeah.
What is your favorite thing about that condo that you're in right now?
Oh my God. Hold up. This is my favorite thing. Other than so many shoes, you see those shoes up there?
Shit. Yeah.
And this view is like the best view in Miami. Hold up.
Here we go.
Let me see. How do I turn this? I just do it like this.
Oh my God, bro.
And the arena is right here. So I just
that's right there. Oh my God. That's amazing. Yo, you're so close. I bet you can hear people cheering inside the game from there, man. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Look at you on that balcony. This is what hard work and dedication and positivity can do for you, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, man. Thanks to the support of all the fans around the world, you know?
Hey, man, we love you. We really do. It's a honor to have you on the show, back on the show, and a great honor to have a new song, a new banger, a new anthem from Flo Rida we're going to play right now, man. Thank you for your time, man.
Thank you so much, Cannon, man. Love you, man. Look forward to seeing you soon.
The OHP Uncut Podcast with Cannon.